So I'm calling in from my hometown, calling in from the Chi, Chicago. And this morning I spent a little bit of time watching a video. I don't know if you've ever seen this video. When we're done today, with our radio broadcast here on Traffic Report, you know, and if you've moved away, okay, if you've moved away from wherever your roots are, no matter where it is in the world, if you've relocated and you're living somewhere else, I'm going to urge you to go to YouTube and look, watch a video. And the video is by John Bon Jovi. It's Bon Jovi and Jennifer Nettles. And they're doing a version of You Can't Go Home. Who says you can't go home? You know, I'm in Chicago for a family funeral. We had a funeral yesterday. And it's been a several-day thing that has gone on here. I'm going to talk about it in a moment. Before I get into that, though, and talk about the fact that you can go home and what it's like when you do go home, I'm also going to share with you today something I did yesterday. I broke a rule. I broke a rule yesterday that I broke a rule yesterday that I've been keeping for myself for many, many years. It has to do with the newspaper. Stand by for that. And before I get there, though, I do want to welcome you if you're listening today to Traffic Report for the first time. I know we've got a big group of people. A lot of people are joining us. We're in kind of like a new growth curve as we enter into Traffic 2.0, Traffic Authority 2.0. You may have heard about it. You can hear about it. It's all over the place, right? We've got radio shows that we're rebroadcasting. We did a live Zoom on Saturday with the founders, talked a lot about, I'm sorry, it was a radio show with the founders. We're going to be talking about that today. I'm going to give that to you, Carl, as well, so you can post a link to this past Saturday's founders call. I'll give it to you, so maybe we can put it into the member back office for Traffic Authority. My name is Joe, and this is Traffic Report. Please forgive me for coughing into the microphone there. Give me a second. I've got to clear my throat. You know, this, I don't know what it is, you know, allergies or something. I'm in a different space here. I'm in a hotel room in Chicago, as you know. Different climate, different temperature. Hold on. And so, however, the climate is different, the temperature is different, but the frog that's living in my throat just seems to be getting bigger with this different humidity and stuff. Hold on. I'm really glad that you didn't have to hear that. I do believe I'm coming through loud and clear. Is that true? If anybody can hear me, or if you can't hear me, please let me know on Skype right now. Let me check here. Okay. Apparently, it's all good. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I guess you can hear me then. Loud and clear. Thank you, Carl. Thank you. Thank you that somebody at least is paying attention to me. Thank you, Carl. I appreciate that. So again, this is Traffic Report. We come together every single weekday live at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we've been coming together now. We're in our third year of doing this, right? Every single weekday live at 11, make a point to get here. Because we give you some things to think about. We're going to talk about traffic, and we're going to talk about building your traffic authority business. And we're also going to give you some other things, okay? We're going to talk about personal development. We're going to talk about what's going on in the world and how it applies to us and how we can benefit from some of the education, the material that is out there. Quickly, let me give you a thumbnail of what's happening this week. Today's Tuesday. We'll be here in this time slot every day at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make a note. Also, remember that tomorrow is a very busy day. We have our 11 a.m. Eastern slot, and then tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern, we have a Zoom, and that Zoom hangout is with the founders, and you can find that at www.trafficweblive.net, trafficweblive.net, and then tomorrow, it's at 7 p.m. Eastern, we've got the Black Belt Marketing webinar. Now, the link for that, that's a go-to webinar. It's got a go-to webinar company. It's got a long tail, so I'm going to urge you to go to our scheduler. We've got a scheduler online. You ready? It's trafficauthorityschedule.net. You go there. Every single event we do all month, actually for the rest of the year, is posted there, pretty much. The stuff that we know. And so you go and you can look on the Wednesday. Tomorrow, Wednesday, at the very last entry is going to be the Black Belt Marketing link. Click on that, and it will. And right there will be the link. Right there will be the link for you to join tomorrow's 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm sorry, 7 p.m. Eastern webinar. It features Josh. The guy's he's brand new with our company, but he is a seasoned veteran. Okay, he knows what he's doing in this space. He runs one of the largest and most successful call centers dealing representing network marketing companies in the world. His organization has done over 1 million phone calls. And they are saying with absolute certainty that of all the leads that they call for all the network marketing companies they work with, anyone who's using Traffic Authority clicks, the people that are using Traffic Authority leads are having the greatest results. The Traffic Authority has the best leads of anybody in the world that he's aware of. And he's a guy that has dialed over 1 million phone numbers. Well, he and his team. So that's going to be interesting. It takes place every single Wednesday evening moving forward at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's live. It's a hangout. It's a training. And the people that you will hear from there are people who are having results. In order to participate with him in this forum, you've got to be somebody who's touching results and making money. So that's going to be exciting. That takes place tomorrow. So again, TrafficAuthorityschedule.net. You'll see every single thing we do there, every single live event we do there. Okay, couple things now. Let me just start right here. So I'm staying in a hotel. You know, it's been a while. I haven't been on the road in a couple of years. And if you recall, and I kind of forgot this, right? But if you recall, it's like every hotel that I've ever stayed in North America gives you USA Today. Have you noticed that? Every single hotel that I've ever stayed in North America gives me a USA Today. Now, my rule, I'm on a media fast. I'll admit it. I don't normally watch the news because it's the same story. It's just the names are changed. Regardless of the city that you live in, okay, regardless of what time zone you live in, the news is always the same. It's just the names that change. It's always about a fire. It's always about some kind of a tragic event. It's always about a child who drowned. A murder has taken place. Something's going on in the government. It's the same news. Every single day, every single day. So I've taken a media fast. I don't go there. However, yesterday I did break my rule. And I picked up the USA Today at the front desk of the hotel I'm staying in, and I took it with me to breakfast. And so I opened up the USA Today, and it was the usual stuff, right? It was the usual stuff, same story. However, I did come across one piece that I found to be really, really interesting, and it was kind of, it speaks to where we are and who we are and what the real potential is in our space. So yesterday, and there are mostly baby boomers here, so most of you guys are going to understand this concept. And you're going to see how this fits into the world that we're living in. Yesterday, Monday, August 7th, Section B, it's the USA Today money section. There it is, right on the front page. Here's what it says. Here's the article. Ageism, I didn't even know that was a word, ageism is forcing many to look outside Silicon Valley, but tech hubs offer little respite. Okay, somebody says, I could knock on the door was closed. Another woman says, I began to think, am I employable? The culture skews so young and so male. Another guy said, it's not just Silicon Valley, it is everywhere. It is very frustrating after a while. These are people who are, they range in age from 48 to 63, 64, one guy. They've got their pictures. And every single one of them is talking about the same thing. Here's a woman who, after 6 months, 350 resumes, and 60 interviews, she finally found something that would pay her, but it wasn't what her pay grade used to be. Here's a guy who looked long, traveled far, and has no luck. Here's a woman, 63 years old. She decided to abandon tech to enter the world of nonprofits. Another woman said she reinvented herself, and now she's in a job she loves. Hello, maybe she's in Traffic Authority. Here's another guy says his peers began to treat him differently when he hit his mid-30s. Let's face it, man. We're living in a brand new world. You know, I'm here in Chicago, and something I noticed, right? We are living in a brand new world. But before I get to the topic of why this ageism article applies to you and me and why this applies to what we do for a living in the space that we are in, I want to tell you that as I'm here in Chicago attending the funeral of my sister-in-law, my baby brother David's wife, she, after a 9-year battle with cancer, she gave it up. She finally couldn't fight it anymore. And it's interesting because 9 years ago, she came to my my brother and my family, they always visit me in Arizona, right? It's always summer. I got a swimming pool. You know, it's really cool there. If you've ever been, you know what I'm talking about. It's like everybody's always on vacation, even if you've lived there your whole life. So my family migrates. They make the journey to Arizona, and they spend time with me every single year. And 9 years ago, this is interesting. This is why this was really, I had a lot of emotion coming up. You know, 9 years ago, my sister-in-law, Susan, was staying at my house. And we had a conversation. You know, it was early in the morning. We were having coffee. And we really started to get authentic and bare our soul. And she told me that she had finally arrived at a place in her life that was just precious. She said, you know, my daughter, who is my niece, is beautiful. She graduated with honors. You know, she's a teacher. She has all of this stuff. Absolutely a queen, right? Beautiful chick. She said, my husband, David, my brother, who at the time was going through some issues himself, he's finally been cleared of all this health stuff. He's healthy. And she says, and I am really, really at peace. I'm so, you know, thankful. I have found yoga. I get to read. I work downtown in the city of Chicago. I love my job. She said, life is really, it's really getting on overdrive for me. So like, I'm really, really enjoying. This was like a long conversation, right? We were sitting there for a good hour talking. And then that same day, while she was in the shower, she felt a lump on her breast. I found it so interesting. And then that began the 9 years journey that just ended this last week. And it's been, and she's been a fighter, and she's set a lot of examples for so many people around the world. And, you know, she is living today because I'm talking about her. I'll continue to talk about her and what I learned about myself and about family when I finally came back here. I haven't been here in 9 years. Okay. 10 years. And so, you know, so that's why I'm here. And I learned that life is precious. It's like, we all know this. We hear it all the time, especially the baby boomer people, you know, be aware, be in every single minute. You know, we hear all that stuff. And then yesterday I really took it seriously. Okay. When I realized what it really means to really embrace every second, every single second. And so without getting any further, and I'll talk more about this moving forward, about some of the moments of the awakening that happened and what it was like. Like, have you ever, maybe some of you have you ever attended the funeral of an Irish chick? Okay. Have you ever heard the term Southside Irish in Chicago? You know, Chicago is so Irish that every single St. Patrick's Day, they dye the river green. Look it up. Look it up on Wikipedia. I'm not kidding. There's a neighborhood there. It's called Canaryville. Everyone who's Irish, everyone who's ever been Irish lives there, is connected there, and it is gigantic. My sister-in-law, there was 1,000 people who came to her wake. She's very quiet. I was like, man, how do you know all these people? Yesterday when we went to the funeral, this is literally, there was a police escort. Okay, there was a Chicago Police Department squad car with cops in it with the lights running, and there was, I don't know, 200-300 cars in this procession. A lot of laughter, a lot of beer. If you've ever been to a Chicago Irish funeral, you know what I'm talking about. And we learned so much about ourselves there yesterday. Family feuds were healed. You know, it was my sister-in-law. She had to die in order to bring this clan together. It was really, really remarkable. So like I was, well, so let me get back to the story. So this concept of ageism, okay? You know, the idea of ageism is so prevalent. When I was at the funeral the last couple of days, I finally got to meet up with people, some I haven't seen in years, literally. Okay, like there's a kid. I've got a cousin who was named after me. His name is Joey. And the last time I saw him, he was like 4 years old. And then when I was reintroduced to him, he's like taller than me and he has a beard. Like a full-grown man. That's what it was like, you know, reconnecting with all of these people. And there's like two divisions. There was two. And when it comes to the people who are in our age group, there are people who are retired right now. And then there are the entrepreneurs, the free spirits, the long hairs who are still out there. Person after person after person. Yeah, I'm retired. I'm retired from the police department. I'm retired from the fire department. Yeah, I worked for the city. I was a garbage man. I'm retired. Yes, I was an iron worker, union iron worker, now I'm retired. My own brother, Dickie, he just recently retired from the fire department where he was a fire chief, and he looks like a hippie. His hair is down to his ass, and he's living in a Gulfstream trailer on the shores of Lake Michigan. You know, people, and then there's this other group of people who are the entrepreneurs, the you and the me, the people who love what they do, and they don't just punch in a time card and play out the string because they're going to get a $75,000 or $90,000 a year pension when they hit 62 or whatever the age is. Then there's this other group, and this is kind of where I hang. One guy is a craftsman, the most unbelievable work that you have ever seen. He's a woodworker. He makes furniture, and he can build a house with his hands. He's broke, but he's so passionate about what he does. And he's given the gift to his children, to his sons. Both of his sons have woodworking shops, and they're working high-end stuff. One of them is working inside of the new Google building in downtown Chicago, crafting, you know, like workstations and stuff. But broke, but so involved in his passion. He says to me, he says, Joey, I can't retire. Are you kidding? Alimony, living with these kids, you know, he says, forget about it. I can't do it. I meet another guy, Tony. He's got freedom, right? He's able to do some stuff. But he's been in business for himself his entire life. And he refuses to quit. He's always finding new things, new tasks. And on it went, you know. Terry and Susan, the twins, I mean, I'm meeting people who I've known for years, but now years have gone by and they're splitting into two groups. You have the people who work jobs, and then you have the people who just work their passion. And that's where we are. That's where we fall into. And this is where we can really go to work and make a difference. All right? You lead by example. And we here are engaged, by and large. I can speak for Doug and Greg and Josh. I can speak for myself. I can speak for many of you who show up here. But for those of you who are joining us for the first time, or you are part of that group of individuals that find themselves at a crossroads, right? Ageism. Okay, you're young enough, you're healthy enough, you're vibrant enough, but you're not young enough to get that gig that pays you the kind of money that you really deserve and expect. What kind of money you expect is entirely, that's personal. That has to do with your self-image. But if you would like to make $25,000 a year, you can do that here, man. If you want to make $25,000 a month, have at it. You can make $25,000 a week. If you take a look at the leaderboard, we've got people who are crunching out some big numbers. I mentioned it on Saturday. The number one earner here has made nearly $1 million in the last 2 years. I think it was 850 grand in less than 24 months. So the money is here. The systems are here. The track record is here. And the forward thinking vision is here. If you're paying attention and you're plugged in, you understand what I'm talking about. Greg and Doug are coming out and they're talking about big things. Okay, they're projecting 6, 12, 24, 36, 48 months into the future. For real, man. And so we really got a real, we have a real chance here if we take it seriously. If we plug into the system and stay dedicated and focused. Let's face it, attrition is high. We'd be lying to you if we told you that every person who came here stayed here. Most people, remember, we're in a 3% business. If you're listening to me right now, you are part of that 3%. Our goal is to go out there and extend a hand and create space so other 3%ers can come here and they can excel and rise to their greatest level. 3%. 3%, that's it. If this were easy, everyone would be a millionaire. If this were easy, everybody would be doing it. It's very simple. All we do, there's only three things that we do. We capture, we invite, and we collect. I can break it down to that simple. We capture the attention of people, like-minded people, bright people, ageism, you know, people who have a lot to give, but they're looking for something real. They're looking for something for real. They're not looking for some get-rich-quick, you know, turn-over-the-database program. They're looking for a home. They're looking for a place that they can stay, that they can have impact, that they can have influence, and that they can make enough money, more than enough money that they deserve, and the money that they expect to receive. That's here, man, right? That's here. So all we got to do is go find people who have that level of expectation and are willing to go to work, and our businesses will grow and grow and grow. So that's my story. I picked up the newspaper. I don't regret it. As a matter of fact, I posted up about this yesterday on my page, and I'm keeping this one. This one's I'm going to create some more training around this idea. Okay. I hope I made some sense here. I don't have many notes today. One last thing. I just received a notification from Carl in Tallahassee. Hey, Carl, how you doing? And 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm sorry. 8 p.m. Eastern. I'll have to make that change. Tomorrow night, it's 8 p.m. Eastern. 8 p.m. Eastern. That's tomorrow. And that's where Josh is. Josh is at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'll make the change. I'll announce it again tomorrow. Watch your email. I'm sure you'll be receiving an email. And, okay, this just in from Carl. Carl says, the new Owen Video BizTube Academy course is in the Traffic Academy. Okay. On Saturday, we did talk about this. I'm just reminding you. Remember who Owen Video is? He's the YouTube specialist. He was our Traffic Authority, Traffic Academy contribution for the month of July. Check it out. It's back there. It's a ton of stuff, man. As a matter of fact, in the middle of the night, Carl, I was tossing and turning because I didn't get a chance to see this one either. I've been traveling, but I was like, how many videos are in there? How many hours of training? Wow. He's got so much training on YouTube that you can't miss it. Training on YouTube. So let me see what you guys are thinking. Next step in the process here this morning is to get some feedback from y'all. See what you're thinking. All right, here it is. 47 lessons, 53 videos, nearly 20 hours of training. On YouTube marketing, on just YouTube marketing. And our next scheduled presenter for Traffic Academy is going to blow you away. This guy's amazing. I talked about him last week. His name is Victor Grant. He'll be with us next month or sometime this month in August. And again, if you'd like to get a little verklempt, if you're from somewhere else, if you're living in a land and a city that you were not born in, go and watch this video by Bon Jovi and Jennifer Nettles. It's just really, it chokes me up at the end of it, especially since I am in my hometown of Chicago. This is a rough area too, man. Chicago is not for pussies. There's no doubt about that. Okay, next step here is for anybody who'd like to come out here, make a contribution, ask a question, make a statement. I'm going to announce the last four numbers of the phone number that you've dialed in from, the last four digits. And when you hear those last four digits, you know that you're about to go live on RadioLeverage.com. So give me your name, where you're calling in from, and then just let her rip. Let's just roll. 8054, you're next. Come on out. 8054.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Joe. Derek Rogers coming to you live from Jacksonville, Florida. How are you doing today, my man?
I'm good. Derek, how are you? What's going on?
I'm terrific. First off, I want to send my condolences to you and your family. I'm sorry for your loss. Cancer sucks, but she did put up a good fight. So I'm happy that she did and made it this far, man. So. And reminisce, enjoy her, celebrate her life, and just hold your head up high and know that you knew a remarkable woman that was able to fight that dreaded disease. So you definitely have my prayers and my sympathy.
I appreciate it. I know
welcome.
You do. I know you do.
Yeah, my mom had lung cancer, and she was able to beat it. So I know what it's all about. So that's a dreaded disease. But, yeah, you're right. You can always go back home. I mean, you got families or friends. And it's sad that we as people sometimes – only rely on weddings and funerals to get together with our family. It seems like that's how families are. Everybody goes off in their separate directions and does their thing, and everybody grows apart, and then it takes a wedding or a funeral to bring everybody together. So we as a people need to do better at staying in touch with friends and family and keeping everybody close, because you don't know, something could happen and boom, they're gone. So celebrate one another, you know, love on each other, and don't take each other for granted, because I think that's what we tend to do here in our country, is take each other for granted at times. So we need more love, we need to celebrate each other, and we need to uplift each other like we do here in our community on a daily basis. So that's one reason why I love being a part of Traffic Authority. There's no negativity. It's all about positivity and uplifting each other and supporting one another. And we are a family, and we do come together every day. So that's the beautiful thing about our community. So I love being a part of Traffic Authority, and I love listening to you. And I missed you yesterday, but I totally understand what you were dealing with. So like I said, you definitely have my sympathy, and just give all my love and prayers to your family and friends. And enjoy your time home, man. Have some deep dish pizza and a hot dog. And don't put any ketchup on it, because I know you Chicagoans don't put ketchup on your hot dogs. We, however, in Philadelphia, we do. So,
well, you can't even get a good hot dog stand doesn't even offer ketchup. They don't. Okay. If you go to you say, I like ketchup, they say there's a ketchup bottle right there by the door. You know, as you're exiting, you can put some ketchup. I'm serious. And there's also a White Castle right down the street from my hotel, White Castle. So I'm going
to
be heading that
there
way.
There you go, man. That's the one thing about going back home, because when I go back to Philly, the first thing I get is a Philly cheesesteak, because you can't get them anywhere else but Philadelphia. So that's one of the things about going back home. And I haven't been home probably in about 10 years myself. So
you
got to
get there, bro. You got
to
get there, even for a couple of days, you know. It really is a cool thing. I ran into one of my cousins. This is what it's like, though, right? I ran into my cousin. He's going to be 49, and he is the godfather of another cousin, right? Like Johnny had a son who's I don't know, like 19, and little Frankie, he is the godfather. He's the godfather of the 19-year-old kid, and the last time he saw the 19-year-old kid was at the christening, where he was the godfather. That's how, you know, even if you live in the same area, that's how disconnected families could be. But you learn this stuff, okay? When you get back, it's like, you know, we got to get together more often. We've got to be together. It can't just be funerals where we're all coming together or weddings. You're right. Derek, go home. Go home, man. Go home. Let me go to 2550. Come on out. You're next.
Well, Chicago is a lot like the South. It is a family event when there's a funeral for sure, and it's a party, a celebration. Mm-hmm. And I really hate that you have a loss, but your sister-in-law sounds wonderful, Joe. This is Ree Sutton, White Lake, North Carolina. And, you know, it's amazing what we learn when somebody dies. And we've known it all along, but it takes some leaving this world for us to realize the importance of it. And that is really a shame. I go along with everything Derek Rogers said. But my heart is with you and your family, and celebrate her life and love the family that's left, and try to make good on your promises to each other. Mm-hmm. Now, the 3%, you're right. We're members of the 3%. But the problem is it's not just a network marketing. Only 3% of the people are going to do anything anyway. People had much rather sit on their sofa and watch television and eat potato chips and not think about their health, not think about their spiritual, emotional, financial. All they do is they want to get to the end of the day. It is just passing minutes. Do you want to pass minutes? Are you the type of person that wants to make excuses, or do you want to make money? And money does not mean money per se. It means making you better. Everything is making you a better person. And with that, I hope everybody will take it like I meant it and pursue their goals with passion and perseverance and persistence and achieve them. Whatever they are, for whatever your mission is, and different people have, it's not money per se, but whatever the goal is, it's more important than money, because your goal is your goal. Have a great day, and I love everyone. Namaste.
Ree, thank you. Namaste. Thank you for coming out here. Thank you for the kind words. And you're right. Most people will just sit around and wait for the end of the day. And I must say this with all due respect, like my own brother, you know, my family members who work JOBs, they take a lot of time away. You know, they're getting a leave of absence because they stubbed their toe, literally, you know, and it's like, I think it just says something about the culture that we live in. But I love everybody too, especially at this time when you go through something like I've seen people go through. Okay, thank you, Ree. You're awesome. Let me go next to 0191. Come on out, 0191. How are you?
Hello, Joe. How you doing today? Mikhail Pryor from Louisiana.
Mikhail, how are you? Congratulations on your win. Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, thanks for that, Joe. Thank you. I want to express my condolences out to you and your family.
Thank you.
And we're praying for you. You know, we all go through those things at times, you know, when we need someone to stand in and pray for us and, you know, someone to lean on, you know. And you have a family here, Joe, you know. I think I said in one of my quotes when one hurt, we all hurt when we're a family. We're a team, you know. So I feel my sympathies and all that goes out to you and your family. And another thing, you was talking about the 3%. You know, you're right about that, because 3% of the economy, or 3%, those are the ones that's going to go out and make things happen. You know, and you know, we live in an economy that teaches us to go to work, pay your bills, and pay your taxes. You know, it's a matrix economy. But if you want to go above that, you got to go outside of that and take risks. If you want to do something, if you want to be more than just the average person, you know, or the average, you know, you have to go above and beyond the average thinker. So that's one reason why I love this business, you know, because you're with people like me. One of my goals is to become financially independent, financially free. I mean, I have a good paying job, and people are like, why do you want to do so much? You got a good paying job, but they don't understand my passion and my goal is to become financially free. I want to be able to move like you guys, you know, you, Doug, Chad, and some of the others in our community, you know, you guys are financially independent. That means you up and you can do and go wherever you want to please at any time. You have to punch no clock. And that's one of my main goals I'm looking at, Joe, you know, and I'm working toward that. My list is growing, and I'm going to, and that's my passion. I'm going to stay on it. I'm not going to give up, because some people will give up after a few months, you know, and that's where failure comes in, because they look at, well, this doesn't work. It ain't that the program doesn't work. It just, we give up on it. So, you know, anytime we give up, that's a failure. So we just have to keep looking forward and keep pressing. That's one of the things we have to push ourselves to do if we want above and beyond, you know. So that's my thing for today, and I just want to thank each and every one of you that I can come in and talk to you guys and just helping me and encouraging me to keep going. So I thank you for that.
You're very welcome, Mikhail. You're very on behalf of the community. I want to say thank you. Your words are well spoken and well taken, and congratulations on your victory on the prize. You're one of the only people that we hear here every single day who placed in the top 10 this past time, and you earned it. You deserve it, and thank you for coming out here. And I really, really appreciate the kind words that you've said. When one of us is hurt, we all are hurt. I agree with you. Let me go next to 0260. Come on out. 0260, how you doing?
Good morning, Joe. Curtis Conrad here from North Fort Myers, Florida.
All right, Curtis, let's get the important stuff out of the way first. Who do you like in the golf tournament this weekend? Is this the final major of the four majors? This is it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I got to root for Gordon Spieth just because
Jordan?
He's got the chance. Yeah, he's got the chance to be the youngest winner of the Grand Slam, I think. I mean, but man, there's so many of the guys I like. I like Kuchar, you know.
Kuch.
Oh my goodness! And that one young fellow that had brain surgery a couple years ago, that played on his varsity golf team when he was like in fourth grade. you know. Yeah, what the heck's his name? He bombs. But
I don't know. Well, enough golf.
About,
a lot of people don't know about golf here, so what's going on?
I wanted to give you condolences myself, you know, for but man, what you know, when you first came on today, and just like Doug Wallen says about facts tell and stories sell, I mean, I picked up on that a long time ago, and man, and Mikhail, my hat's off to you. Just like we say, and don't forget, I'd like you to sometime watch that video 85 of mine, because I got that bad Leroy Brown song on there that you just have to hear.
Video number 85? Video 85.
Yep, 85, and on my YouTube deal. Man, and I posted this up on Facebook today, and we're talking about you know, the law of attraction and the thoughts you think. You only have control of three things: the thoughts you think, the images you visualize, and the actions you take. How you use these three things determines everything you experience. right? And I happened to post it right next to Will Smith's quote in that movie, right? What's the name of it? The Pursuit of Happiness. Mm-hmm. Don't ever let someone tell you that you can't do something, not even me. You got a dream, you got to protect it. When people can't do something themselves, they're going to tell you that you can't do it. You want something, go get it, period. Also, that song you were talking about, right? Jennifer Nettles, I think she's in the top five of the best singers ever in any type of music, I think.
Yeah, she's awesome. About,
oh, passion and man. So have a great time there, Joe.
I will. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you. I appreciate you coming out here. Boom shakalaka, my friend. And here's another thing about, I don't know if every single Irish after funeral party is the same, but they had open bar. How about that, man? Bunch of drunk Irish guys. Talk about it. Open bar. It was really cool. Like, party on, Garth. 5677, you're next. Come on out.
Hi, Joe.
Hello.
It's Gail-Ann from Las Vegas today.
Gail,
I want to give you my condolences.
Thank you. And I want to congratulate you. I mean, you and your husband are really looking stellar. Like, I saw that image on Facebook sitting at the piano. It's like, you are the Vegas couple. Like Sinatra's got nothing on you guys, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But I wanted to give you my condolences. I know how hard it is. But, you know, being around family makes it so much easier, and there's all that love there. Last year, we went back to Chicago for the World Series, and I took a picture with the patriarch of our family, my uncle, who's, you know, close to 80. And just the feeling of being around your cousins and your old friends and your old neighborhood, it's just so inspiring and it's so warm. And, yes, people should either have an annual or maybe every 5 years a family reunion just to go back. And I hope Derek gets to go back to see his family soon. That's really all I wanted to say today, and I just want you to know that my thoughts and prayers are with you. And have
Thank
a fun time while you're there.
I will. I'm going to stay here for a couple more days. I'm thinking that today they've got the re-unveiling of the Picasso statue that's in the city center. I don't know if I'm going to make it down there or not, but it's awesome here. And one thing, I did call Arizona yesterday. I called my girlfriend, and she's like, whoa, is your accent strong? I'm like, what accent? We don't have accents in Chicago. 5883, you're next. Come on out. 5883.
Joe, it's David Wicklund.
Yes.
I'm actually close to Chicago today, traveling. But I had to pull off to the side here, listen, in the Lake Forest Oasis, up near where the Bears camp is at.
I know where
and,
you are.
Yeah.
I know where you are.
I got to head downtown for something and listen in. I, first of all, heartfelt love to you, bro, on your loss. It's almost a mirror image. I go through the same thing with parts of my family where they only seem to get together for weddings and funerals. It totally struck a chord that I could relate to when you said that. And it's unfortunate it's like that, but again, making lemonade out of lemon, so to speak, reacquaint and having a chance to get together and get to know and update is a beautiful thing, despite the commiseration and what you're there for the memory and loss of a loved one. So definite condolences, just mirroring everybody else. And then two, just piggybacking on Mikhail and a couple of the others. That was a great movie, Pursuit of Happiness. That was based on Chris Gardner's story. He's from Chicago, and I believe he's still his stock brokerage that he has, his firm is downtown here in Chicago. Just fantastic. If you mentioned at the outset, like going through crossroads and adversity, because I've been through a ton of it myself over the last several years, through a foreclosure, went through a bankruptcy, going through a divorce. I'm trying to get the alimony thing settled right now, as a matter of fact, settled out. And, it's stressful, and it can easily get us down. Day-to-day life, week-to-week life can get us down. But as one of the others said, if we just focus on day-to-day and that's it, we don't think long term and we don't keep the big picture in mind when we're at these different crossroads of life. Think about like Michael Jordan when he was, I think it was game five of the 97 series against Utah when he had the flu. He could barely stand up. Scottie Pippen was holding him up at the end. They won, and then, of course, won their fifth and sixth championship here, and he was in his mid-30s. And going through these crossroads and having the focus, you know, that 3% focus, like you said, even we have to stick our necks out, we have to do a little more work, maybe make it uncomfortable for ourselves, getting out of that comfort zone and kind of living outside of the box is where it's at. And I've had to do that myself because I come from the same background, blue-collar type background, truck driving, and that I did for many years. But I also lost that gig just for not showing up for a test. And the so-called job security that was mentioned, earlier, it doesn't exist anymore. I went through a job loss last year that I worked 16-hour days, and I still got terminated. So that's the beauty of Traffic Authority is the opportunity is here for everybody to really start building their business wherever you're at. And it's going to be here for many, many years to come, and it's going to continue to grow and expand like tentacles in a lot of different directions. That's what Greg and Doug and Chad and Emily and the whole team and yourself, Joe, are doing to support all of us. So just want to thank you for all that and thank everybody for their contributions and the encouragement and support they've given me and vice versa for what little I put into it. And I've been successful so far. You know, I made about 10 grand here the first few months just as a testimony, and I'm looking forward to starting to snowball that, like you said earlier, that 25 grand for a year can become 25 grand for a month. So I'm seeing the opportunity now to do that. It makes so much more sense to stick the nose out and be entrepreneurial, even though it might feel, quote unquote, uncomfortable in some ways personally for me. You know, we can't trade freedom for security in the wrong ways. And that's what a lot of people do. Like you said earlier, Joe, about, you know, these city jobs or whatnot. Sure, they might have a relative security, but at the same time, they could be gone tomorrow. So all the best, Joe, and shout out to everybody. Everybody have a profitable day.
David, thank you very much. I appreciate you coming out here. I agree with you on all fronts. And, you know, this thing we're doing here, this thing called Traffic Authority, been around for a long time, right? We're in our third year as Traffic Authority. And before that, Greg and Doug had a couple beta tests, right? There was the Infinite Leverage System and CPC Brokers. And they've been around for a long time as a team. And it was Greg who's been saying the last couple of weeks on our Wednesday get-togethers, you know, up until just in the recent past, Traffic Authority has been a data-driven company, right? It's about data and conversions and, you know, the more data you drive, the more conversions you can have. And that's been the focus, automated this, push button this. And suddenly, you know, we become aware of the fact that it's not going to be enough anymore. It has to be a people-centric, community-based, really reach out and touch someone business. That's what people really are missing in life, right? Think about it. We're so disconnected. I saw an article this morning about the cell phone as being the big disconnector. Seriously. And this has been kind of apparent to me coming home here to Chicago and seeing people eye to eye and getting to hold them and talk to them and reminisce. It makes such a difference. It's about community here and it's about community here in Traffic Authority. You know, we're coming into version 2.0. We're about to come out with some really cool, unusual, never been done stuff. And all of it is based on each other. It's based on the community aspect of what we're doing. Good thing we got 3 years in the saddle, right? We know what we're doing here. Very, very cool stuff. You're awesome, David. Thank you very much for coming out here today. All right, let me see. Where am I going here? Who's next? David's already gone. Let me go next to 5963. Come on out here. 5963, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, Joe. This is Barry in Tucson.
Barry, how you doing, bro? What's up?
I'm doing well, buddy. I'm sorry for the loss of your sister. She sounded like she was I'm your sister-in-law. Mm-hmm. Sounded like she was an amazing woman, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Been listening to everything. It is true. We don't see our loved ones often enough, you know, and then so much time goes by. And before you know it, like you said, someone at a christening or whatever. He's 19 years old now or whatever, but in a blink of an eye. Anyway, I'm glad you're able to reconnect with the rest of your family, even though it's not a very good occasion. I hope your brother's doing all right, you know. I want to say everybody, everybody love your loved ones. Let them know that you love them. You know, time is short. I mean, look at Iris, Donnie. I mean, you just never know. And I've been developing a different – my philosophy has been changing over even the last couple of months, you know, as far as just think before you speak. You know, be kind to people. Even to people who aren't kind, just, you know, turn the other cheek and watch the words that come out of your mouth, because you never know, it might have a real impact on somebody and you don't even realize it, you know. So just be kind to people and love your loved ones. And like I said, let them know that they're loved. And I wish you a great time, Joe. Enjoy the rest of your time there the next couple of days. Have as much fun as you can and see all the family. And drink as much beer as you want. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow, buddy. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you coming out here, Barry. And it's like, make America nice again. How about that? How about we make America nice again? And we be nice to each other. And we spend time with our families. And we share the love, right? How about it? What a concept. 9747, come on out. You're next.
Good morning, Joe. It's Lewis from West Wyham, Massachusetts.
Lewis, how are you?
Good, Joe. How are you?
I'm good.
My condolences, Joe, to you and your family, Joe.
Thank you, Lewis. Thank you very much.
And I know you was talking about the 3% this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's – just have to just keep pushing on, just keep doing the thing. That's all.
That's right. You just got to keep – it's like – I hate to say, you know, running the numbers, because that's so anti-people, but you do. You've just got to continue moving through until you find people who are just like you. You know, that's all there is to it. I appreciate you, Lewis. I really, really do. Thanks for jumping out here this morning. Let me go next to 7626. Come on out. 7626, how are you?
Yeah, good morning, Joe. This is Chuka, Houston, Texas.
Chuka, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Joe, we missed you yesterday, and I just want to use this opportunity to say happy back to the family. And I want to extend my condolence on your loss. It's very unfortunate. Things like this don't happen in life. But one thing you have to know is that God is looking after you and looking after your other siblings and your loved ones. He says he's a comforter of the comforterless. Where you need that comfort, he's going to be right there with you, and the same extends to the rest of your family. They accept my condolence. And I wish to use this opportunity also to say thank you to every member of the family. We're growing gradually, beliefs and bounds. Every little thing we do brings us closer to our destiny and to our opportunity and to our dreams. And we thank you especially and the members of the team for encouraging us and for giving us that impetus to be the best we can be. And I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.
Chuka, thank you very much for coming out here today. I accept your kind words. And I want to tell you guys one other thing is that yesterday, I understand that the recording didn't play. What I did yesterday, and I know that the system works, but apparently the recording is somewhere in cyberspace. I was going to play a recording of the seven principles, the Andy Andrews, you know, from the Founder's Gift, the seven elements, the seven principles. I have a recording of a training that we did, and it's archived in my audio clip section of Blog Talk Radio, and I pre-programmed it to run. And in order to start the radio broadcast, I've got to call into the radio station, and I've got to press a key code in order to start the radio show. And apparently you guys were able to be there, and Doug was able to step in, which tells me that the radio show was running. I actually, everything was correct except the replay didn't work. So thank you, Doug, for jumping in for me yesterday. And thank you, everybody who did show up yesterday. And you know me, I guess Someone told me that the streak is still alive. What did I say? We're at 780 shows in a row without missing, 780 weekdays in a row. And then yesterday was the first one I never made it to. But someone, I think it was Goldie Goldenberg, I think Mark gave me, he said, it's okay. Even Joe DiMaggio got a break once in a while. Let me finish up here this morning with 0725. Karen, come on out. 0725, how are you?
Good morning, Joe. It's Newbie Nana. And I just want to say that your story is really, really precious to me this morning and touched my heart in many, many ways. Your sister-in-law sounds like a very, very special, brave woman. And my heart and my prayers go out to her husband and family, immediate family, because they're the ones that have to regroup and start a new chapter, and it takes a lot of time to recover from something like that. So continuous prayers. And I was so happy to hear that you could go home, that you took time and made it a priority. And it sounds like it was well worth your while, and you still have some time left to enjoy. So do that and enjoy, because I want to encourage everyone to go home, because there might come a time when there's nobody to go home to. That's what happened in our family. I'm from Ohio, and there is one cousin left there, but of all the 12 cousins and even high school friends, they all went to another place and established a life elsewhere. So recently, my son-in-law took the time. He had taken my grandson to a basketball tournament in Ohio, and he took the time to go to my hometown and the house I grew up and took a selfie of the two of them in front of my childhood home. And, oh, that brought back so many wonderful memories that I had totally forgotten about. So we do have family all over. We do need to stay connected because it's important. And on a business note, for those of you who like charts and are wanting to build momentum, even though I've read The Compound Effect a couple of times, I'm in a book study currently, and today's Gaining Momentum Day. And I'm not sure if everyone's aware that you can go to, compoundeffect.com/free and download a rhythm register, which means you can take a few areas of your life that you need to improve and then write up some goals of this daily thing, similar to what we do in Traffic Authority, but different and then that more personalized. And chart your progress and take a look at your momentum. And if you don't like the kind of money that's coming into your bank account from this chart, you'll know what to do to change that. So that's a free download. And I think, doesn't Success Magazine have this thing, Joe, where you go to success.com/best year ever and you can download a complete achievement management system, which I think would be good for all of us. Especially if you're a visual learner, because then you can see exactly what's happening instead of just think about it. So everybody have a great day and come home safely to us, Joe. We love you.
I love you. Love you. Thank you very much. I do love you. I appreciate you for coming out here, Karen. I know that yours has been a very, very unusual couple of years. I know that you've learned a lot and you've shared that with us. I really appreciate you. I look forward to getting home. Although this is
my home,
I'm in the Chi, Chicago. You can't go home. Although I do refer to Arizona as my new home. But it's kind of cool because they put a Portillo's hot dog joint about 2 miles from my house. They're putting a Lou Malnati's pizzeria in there because so many of us Chicagoans are now calling Arizona home. I want to thank everyone who took the time today. Thank you very much for the kind words, everyone. I really do appreciate it. You know, life is for the living. You know, my sister-in-law, she left a great imprint. We learned a lot, as all of us have had family members have gone. Like, let's learn and let's move. And let's take advantage of the time that we have together as a community, as a family. Until tomorrow, guys, I'll be back. Make it a great day. See you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern at RadioLeverage.com.